You're listening to ESL Podcasts English Cafe, number 94. This is ESL Podcasts English Cafe, episode 94. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. And it is a beautiful day here in LA. The sun is shining, temperature about 75 degrees Fahrenheit, and a clear sky. On this cafe, we're going to be talking about a famous American news anchor named Katie Couric. We're also going to be talking about payday loans, when people get loans when they need money in an emergency. We'll talk about what that is and what some of the problems with that are here in the U.S. And as always, we'll answer a few of your questions. Let's get started. Remember to visit our website at eslpod.com and download a learning guide for this episode. You can get all of the vocabulary words, definitions, sample sentences, additional definitions that we don't cover here on the audio part of our podcast, as well as cultural notes and a complete transcript of this entire episode. Our episode today is going to talk about a famous American news anchor, an anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R. Here means the person who reads the news during the nightly newscast, the news broadcast. I talked about newscasts and news anchors back in English Cafe number 34, back in May of 2006. So if you haven't listened to that cafe, you might want to do so to get some more information about this topic. I'm going to talk about one of the more famous newscasters, news anchors, on the evening newscast, the national evening newscast here in the U.S. Her name is Katie Couric. Katie Couric is the only woman news anchor, solo woman news anchor. She is the first female solo news anchor on one of our more important national networks. Katie Couric began on another very popular news show that most Americans know about called The Today Show. The Today Show is a morning news program. It's also what we would call a talk show, a show where you have someone who interviews interesting guests, usually not very serious topics, sometimes. Katie Couric became famous on the NBC, one of the national networks, on the NBC Today Show. Last year, she moved to another network, CBS, and she started working as the solo anchor on the evening news. Many people know about Katie Couric. She was and has been ranked among the world's most influential people by Time magazine. Ranked means to put in order, to rank something. ESL Podcast is ranked the number one ESL podcast in the world. Well, we hope. Katie Couric is and has been ranked among the most influential people in the U.S. She has a very pleasant manner about her. When we say someone has a pleasant manner, we mean that they seem nice, that they're friendly, that they're easy to get along with. Katie Couric has that sort of personality that people like. We would say that people find appealing. To find something appealing means that you like it. It's something that you want to have, or in this case, want to watch. Katie Couric was paid a lot of money to become the anchor on the CBS Evening News. Her salary offer was around $15 million a year. A salary offer is what a company says it will pay you before you take the job, and you say yes, you accept the offer. She accepted the offer. Some people have criticized Katie Couric because they don't think she has enough experience working as a newscaster. When she worked on the Today Show, many of the what they would call segments of the show, a segment is a part of a TV show. Many of the segments of the shows that she was on were not very serious news. So she's been criticized. She does have, however, experience as a journalist. She worked for the Atlanta newspaper, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. She also worked for one of the most famous news services in the U.S., called the United Press International, or UPI. She does, however, have experience with hard news. Hard news would be serious news. And many people think she has the credentials to become the sole anchor. The credentials here means the experience. She has the background to do what she is doing. We often use the word credentials when we are talking about a license or an educational degree. For example, to become a teacher in most U.S. states, you need to get a teaching credential. You have to go to school and get a license to teach in the public schools in the U.S. Here, credentials means mostly the background, the experience, the education of Katie Couric. Unfortunately for CBS News, they have not been able to take advantage of Katie Couric's talents. At least, they have not been able to get more people to watch their newscast. One of the problems with newscasts in the U.S. is that many younger people, people in their teens, 20s, 30s, do not like to watch the television news. They get their news from the internet. So the number of people watching the newscast, the news broadcast, has decreased in the last several years. So we'll see if Katie Couric can turn that around. When we say we turn something around, we mean we change it. If it's getting worse, we change it so it's getting better. That's the idea of turning something around, making it better. Our second topic is about payday loans. Payday, P-A-Y-D-A-Y, one word, is, you may guess, the day that you get paid from your company where you work. However, there are many poorer Americans who need money before they get paid. And so they take out a loan. We use the verb to take out to mean to get. As a noun, take out means something different. It means going to a restaurant, buying food, and then bringing it home to eat. What in British English is called takeaway. But as a verb, to take out, when we are talking about a loan, means to get a loan. Now, what happens is people who need money but have what we would call bad credit go to one of these places that gives loans. People with bad credit are people who have problems paying their bills. They may have been late in paying their credit card bills. They may have had problems with a house or a car, not paying their loan correctly on time. These are people with bad credit. Well, a bank does not want to give money to someone with bad credit. So there are new companies that have what we would call storefront offices that will lend money to people with bad credit. A storefront office is like a store in a mall where you would go. It's not a separate building. It's usually part of a number of other stores. These are places where you can walk in and get a loan, usually a short-term loan. The typical payday loan is a 2-week or 4-week loan. The reason these new companies, these storefront payday loan companies, will lend you money is because you are promising them, you are giving them permission to take and sell something that is yours if you don't pay back the loan. We call this collateral. When you take out a loan, the bank or whoever is giving you the money will often ask for collateral. C-O-L-L-A-T-E-R-A-L. Collateral is like an insurance policy for the bank. If you have a house and you want money, you can borrow against your house using your house as collateral. So if you don't pay the loan back, the bank can come and take your house. To borrow against something means to use a car, a house, something valuable as collateral, as something that you will give the bank or the company if you don't pay your loan back. The problem with these payday loans is that they have a very high interest rate, extremely high interest rate. The interest rate is what the company charges you. It's the price you pay for the loan. These loans are small, usually less than $1,000, sometimes as little as $100 or $200, and therefore a short time, what we would call a short term, T-E-R-M, term is just another word in this case for time, so a 2-week time period, a 2-week term, even though they are short term, they can have very high interest rates. In fact, the interest rate can be as high as 300 to 800% if you consider it by the year. So, for example, you could take out a $100 loan, and in 2 weeks' time, you have to pay the loan back plus, say, $20. Well, that's a 20% loan, a 20% interest rate for just 2 weeks. But if you aren't able to pay the loan back in 2 weeks, the amount you will have to pay will keep increasing, $40 in 1 month, $80 in 2 months, and so forth. If you keep adding that $20 every 2 weeks, you will end up with a very high interest rate. By comparison, if you have a credit card, a Visa or a MasterCard, you'll probably be paying 18 to 20% a year on the money that you get from your credit card. These companies are charging interest rates of up to 800%. So it's a very big difference. Many people have said that it should be illegal to charge such high interest. Some people have called it predatory. The adjective predatory, P-R-E-D-A-T-O-R-Y, comes from predator. A predator is someone who, or some animal, that feeds on, that eats other animals. But we use the term more generally to mean someone who takes advantage of another person. To take advantage of means to use your power over someone to do something often not very nice. That would be a predator. So predatory lending practices, when these companies charge so much interest, have been criticized by many people. Unfortunately, for many poor Americans, this is the only way for them to get emergency money. If they need money before their next payday, they often have to take these payday loans, these short-term loans from these companies, because they don't have good credit and they won't find a bank that will lend them the money. Now let's answer a few of your questions. Our first question comes from Pedro, P-E-D-R-O, in Brazil. Pedro wants to know how to pronounce the word listen. We pronounce this listen. Now, Pedro's question has to do with the T. Why don't we pronounce the T in listen? Why isn't it not listen? Well, there is no easy answer to that question. You just have to realize that many words in English have what we may call a silent T. For example, C-A-S-T-L-E is castle, not castle. There are some words where you may hear the T being pronounced when it is said very slowly, but not when it is said in normal conversation. Listen, however, is never one of those cases. Similar words would be fasten, soften, and mortgage, at least in U.S. English pronunciation. Moving over to Iran, Laden, L-A-D-A-N, wants to know the meaning of the term godmother and godfather. He also wants to know what a stepson and half-brother are. Let's start with the terms godmother and godfather. These are words that are used among Christians, people who are a member of a Christian religion. When a child is born in most Christian churches, he or she enters the church, is made a member of their church, through something called baptism, which involves putting water on the child, usually over their head. A godmother and a godfather are what we would call sponsors. They are basically additional parents, sort of like religious parents to the baby. So in case something happens to his real parents, his real mother and father, the godmother and godfather are responsible for bringing up the child in terms of their religious education. They are responsible for helping the child get a religious Christian, in this case, education and formation. Most often, of course, the parents don't die, and so the godparents are usually just there for the day of the baptism. It's considered an honor to be asked to be a godparent. Godparents are often good friends of the family. They could be other relatives, other brothers and sisters. They could be neighbors. That's the meaning of godfather and godmother. A stepbrother is somewhat different. A stepbrother or stepsister is when you have two people whose parents get married. So, for example, you have a man and a woman get married, and they have a son. And then the man, the husband, dies in an accident. The woman marries again to a man who already has a son. The two sons would be stepbrothers. They don't have any biological parents in common. They have different mothers and fathers, but they are related to each other because their mother or father is married to the mother or father of the other boy. The father, the second husband, would then call his wife's son his stepson. And if it were a girl, it would be a stepdaughter. Similarly, the woman would call her second husband's son her stepson. Now it gets more complicated. Let's say that this new couple, the woman and her second husband, have a third child together, another son. This third child would be the half-brother to the other two boys, because he shares one biological parent with each. So, stepbrothers and stepsisters are related only through marriage, because one of their parents has married again to someone who already had a son or daughter. Half-brothers and half-sisters share either a biological mother or father. Laudan also wants to know what happens when parents adopt a child who is not from either of them, what that child is called. We would refer to that child as the adoptive child. The parent would be the adoptive parent. The biological parents would be called the birth parents. If you have a question for The English Cafe, you can email us. Our email address is ESLPOD@ESLPOD.com. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thank you for listening. Come back and listen to us next time on The English Cafe. English as a Second Language podcast is written and produced by Dr. Lucy Say, hosted by Dr. Jeff McQuillan. This podcast is copyright 2007.